And it's time to get the latest from John Taylor at Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, and some developing news in the local scene with Golden Ventures, John.
Yeah, and of course, you hate to hear something like this. In case people haven't read the article that I'm sure is in the paper this morning, and it was posted on CityWire last night, and that is that Golden Ventures, of course, formerly Beverly Enterprises, is they're not leaving Fort Smith, but they're moving their corporate headquarters from here to Plano, Texas, and they'll be leaving. They say 500 to 600 jobs here that are kind of administrative or support type jobs, but they point out that they are, quote, senior management team and the support staff of that, and they estimate that 150 to 200 jobs, according to CityWire, will be moving to Plano. They apparently made that announcement yesterday to their employees, but have not publicly confirmed that yet. And that certainly can't be good news. You know, those are the very types of jobs that we're trying to not only retain but to attract to this area. And, of course, you'd have to speculate. There was someone, an undisclosed source, that reported that some of the issues were better air travel, of course, out of DFW than out of the Fort Smith Airport. And one of the things that was disturbing, one of the things that this unconfirmed source said was it was harder to attract, quote, top talent to Fort Smith than it was to a metropolitan area like Plano, which, of course, is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And to segue into some national news about jobs, this is Thursday morning, of course, and every Thursday we talk about unemployment claims, people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time. For the third week in a row, we came in below 400,000. I came in at 397,000. That's up over last week, which was revised to 371,000, expected to be about 382 this morning. But still, we're below 400,000, so that's an important number. The market is troubled by another number that was released this morning, and that's the trade balance, that is the trade deficit for the month, the last month. And it was projected to be about $40 billion. It came in about $46 billion. Which, of course, was increased imports. Part of that was oil, but the troubling number was it wasn't all oil. We do have a few retailers' bill reporting numbers this morning, and those numbers are pretty good. So at least for right now, the consumer still seems to be okay. But I read a report this morning that said if oil prices stay here around $100 a barrel, that it's going to cost the average American $700 per year in increased gasoline cost.
Wow.
Well, can help.
Yeah, they say it dropped a couple of dollars today, but who knows how it'll go. John, you've got the final seminar tonight at UA Fort Smith.
Yeah, we had a good crowd yesterday morning, and we're going to have another one. There's still room, so it's from tonight from 6 to 7:30. For parking purposes, we're having it across the street. We're having it at Central Christian Church. They're very accommodating there next to the Stubblefield Center. The number is 788-7024 if you want to call, but if you just want to pop in, I'm sure we'll have enough handouts for that. We're going to review the tax law that was passed last year and some tax planning ideas for this year and next year.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach John by calling 782-2527 or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.